All right, guys, come on up and let's go ahead and face the rest of the church. All right. So, guys, do you guys remember the Bible verse that we learned?
I do.
You do, Grace? That is wonderful. Which one of our kids remembers it? Who remembers our Bibles? You remember, Ryder? Yeah, I think you can. Do you want me to start us off? All right, so Psalm.
Oh,
no. Okay, ready?
Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Psalm 56:3.
Hi, Kelly.
Good job, guys.
Way to go.
Yay.
Way to go.
Yay.
All right. Do you guys remember the Bible pledge that we learned?
Yeah.
Rachel, you remember?
Yeah.
That's great.
Kind of. I get a little tongue-tied, but I'll make it.
Well, do you think one of the kids can help you out?
That would be awesome.
Yeah? All right, guys, let's try and help Rachel remember, okay? What was our pledge? It's our pledge to the Bible. So,
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, and will hide its words in my heart, that I might not sin against God.
Good job!
Yay!
You guys did awesome! All right, we are going to sing He's Got the Whole World. You guys remember that?
Yay!
Yes! Our puppets will join us. All right, ready? Can you guys turn around and face everybody so they can see your pretty faces? I know, it's hard. All right, ready, guys?
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
You and me, brother.
He's got it.
He's got you and me, that song about how...
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hold her hand. About how Jesus loves to hear our prayers. Who
gets
his prayers to Jesus? Do you guys remember?
Everyone.
So your mom and your dad, right? How about you guys? Can you guys say prayers to Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Anybody.
Everyone.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, goodness sakes.
I want to give her
a no.
Come here, Kate.
Right? So that is something that we learned this week, didn't we, guys? Who else was able to pray to God? Do you guys remember?
I do.
You remember, Rachel?
It was Esther.
Esther. That's right. Esther prayed to God.
Yeah.
And did he help her?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who else can pray to God? Go ahead, Ryan. I could pray to God. Yeah, Wyatt?
The guy who wrote the walk at the bear.
Yep. That's, yeah. Could David pray to God?
Yeah.
All right, one last song, guys. Are you ready? This Little Light of Mine. You guys know that one. All right, ready?
This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine.
I just want to start off by saying Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the house. Even though mothers are considered the superheroes, dads, you guys are great role models for your sons and all that jazz. So this one is called Amazing Grace, but it's a different version than you might be used to. This one's by Chris Tomlin, and his version has an extra little verse in it, and I think you guys might like it. So... Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace, the Lord has promised good to me. His word, my home secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. Chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my
Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. You guys sing that Chains Are Gone part with me one time. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. Thank you.
Can I share something in closing today? All right, thank you. Very quickly, I just got two or three scriptures I want to share with you today, because we are a church here. 2 Timothy 3:16. If you got your Bibles and you got a chance to turn there today, if you would turn with me to 2 Timothy and chapter 3 and verse 16. In chapter 3 and verse 16, the scripture says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The New King James Version says, inspiration of God. The NLT says, inspired by God. The Greek translation really says this, that it is God-breathed. That God breathed the Word of God, your Bible. It is the breath of God in written form. Now think about that just for a moment. We shared that on Wednesday. That the Word of God, your Bible, is the breath of God in written form that is shared with you and I. The voice of God in written form. Do you want to hear from God? Then pick up your Bible and get yourself involved in the Word of God. You want direction? You want leadership? Then you need to pick up your Bible. Now turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Deuteronomy in chapter 10. In chapter 10 of Deuteronomy, verse 1, it says, at that time the Lord said to me, you for yourself two tablets of stone like the first, and come up to me on the mountain and make yourself an ark of wood. And I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke, and you shall put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood, hewed two tablets of stone like the first, and went up the mountain, having the two tablets in my hand. And he wrote on the tablets, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord had spoken to you in the mountain from the midst of the fire in that day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them to me. Then I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark which I had made, and there they are, just as the Lord commanded me. Verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul? And verse 13, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command you today for your good. Amen. Chapter 11, verse 19. In verse 19, he says, you shall teach them to your children, speaking to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth. For if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to hold fast to Him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and you will destroy dispose greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and the Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you on the fear of you upon the land where you tread, just as he has said to you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessings if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you today, and the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from your way, which I command you today to go after the gods which you have not known. Saints of God, it's time in America that the church stands up. That we need to stand up for what we believe and what we stand for as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Failure to do so has gotten this nation where it is at today because the Christian has not stood up. It reminds me in Ezekiel chapter 37, we won't go there today, but he says in Ezekiel chapters 37, and the Lord takes Ezekiel out, he looks over this valley, and there's nothing but bones all over this valley. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Ezekiel, and he said, "Can these bones live?" Ezekiel said, "Only you know, Lord." If America is to be saved, it will be by the Spirit of the living God. If we are to turn this nation around, it's because Christians are standing up for their faith, standing up for what they believe in, trusting in God, praying for a nation, for a revival to take place, for our nation to be saved by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We know man cannot do it because man continues to mess it up. But any nation, any family, any person that decides in their life that they are going to turn around and they are going to walk away from the truth of this scripture, you will suffer the consequences. But if you stand on this word, believe it in your heart, believe it in your soul, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He will set you free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My message for the fathers today, stand up. Stand up for your faith. Stand up for what you stand in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Family by family, we need them to be saved from this world that continues to eat our kids up. Amen? Amen. We as a church body, the scripture says, I looked for somebody to stand in the gap, and there was nobody there that would stand in the gap. We, as a church, we need to stand in the gap for our nation. Father, I am sorry for what our nation has decided. Father, I am sorry that our nation is choosing abortion over life. I am sorry that this nation has walked away from you, Father. Father, I repent for the nation of the United States. I repent for our Congress. I repent for our Senate. And Father, send your Holy Spirit. Sweep it over this nation once again and bring revival out. See people to stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we ask it in your precious and holy name. And we pray together in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is the Lord good?
Yeah.
The Lord is good. Hallelujah.